local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to another week, June. Welcome to the month of June as well. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Keeping you company, infotaining you on the way home. We appreciate so very much your listening and interaction with us each and every day as we get you caught up on all of the day's top headlines. Text line is open at 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. As we start with today's top three stories, the nation's former chief medical advisor is defending his response to the COVID pandemic today and taking it from Republicans.
We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
That from Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, as Dr. Fauci was testifying on Capitol Hill today. He dismissed Republican accusations that he tried to cover up the possibility the virus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. Republicans also say the 6 feet apart social distancing recommendation by federal health officials was arbitrary and not based on science. Fauci insists the 6 foot guidance didn't come from him. Republicans say new evidence suggests Fauci's staff attempted to evade public records laws and demanded he turn over private emails and phone records. Fauci says that public health officials will take a closer look at the cost-benefit ratio of things like vaccine mandates. A lot on that today, for sure. Also in Delaware, jury selection has started in the federal firearms case against Hunter Biden. The president's son, accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs in 2018. Biden has pleaded not guilty to the three charges. And after former President Trump was the first president to face a criminal trial and be convicted, Hunter Biden is the first time in U.S. history that the child of a sitting president has gone on trial. And also, Israel is confirming the deaths of four hostages that were being held in Gaza. IDF spokesman Admiral Daniel Hagari spoke about them.
It says that the four of them were killed while together in the area of Khan Yunis during our operation there against Hamas. The information we confirmed by the relevant bodies after assessing new intelligence that we gathered over the last few weeks.
The IDF informed the families of Haim Perry, Yoram Metzger, Anaram Cooper, and Nadav Popplewell that they are no longer alive. They were abducted and taken to the Gaza Strip by Hamas during the October 7th attack on Israel. That's a look at our top three stories today. We'll check in with Austin for our first check this afternoon of the roads and weather. Austin, how was your weekend, sir?
Pretty good. Sports-wise, not so great. We'll obviously touch on that a bit more later. But outside of that, I had a pretty good weekend. How about yourself, Jeff?
It was pretty good. Went to, of course, Biloxi on Saturday night to see Nate Bargatze. It was awesome. A lot of laughs. A good time had by all. And then, let's see, not too much happening besides that. I was very tired. We didn't get home till pretty late on Saturday night, so took a nice nap because there was nothing going on in the sports world yesterday. So
yeah, absolutely nothing, I'm sure. Alrighty, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, several quick notes here on the roads early. We do have an accident report on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound, just past the intersection with Kim Strand Road, causing some backups. Nothing too severe at this time, but nonetheless something to look out for. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe a little bit at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola, but we do have a lot of backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. It's going to be giving you congestion, basically pushing you back near the Windhaven Beach area. And then it's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:15 here at News Radio Pensacola. texter here, it would be hard to believe that any of the, you know what, I've thought about this too, and I'm glad to see I'm not alone on this.
Really?
Texter says, it would be hard to believe that any of the October 7th hostages are still alive today. I have wondered the same thing myself.
That's fair. Yeah, because it's, I mean, with all the conflict that's happened and just how long ago that was, I mean, yeah. and if there's no confirmation, we're just kind of...
You know, and I just have to believe that at some point over the course of these negotiations that have been taking place between Hamas and you've got other countries involved, the U.S. involved, that there would have to be... They would want to see proof. Like, okay, yeah. Hey, we need to see that the hostages are still alive, what kind of condition they are if we're proceeding... but again, it doesn't, you know, these reports that the hostages are killed and no longer alive. Well, none of these reports, at least that I've seen, are coming from Hamas. They're always coming from Israel and saying, hey, our intelligence is telling us that these individuals are no longer alive. Mm. And so, yeah, no, it's definitely something that I've wondered too, as we've talked about it pretty much every day. Since this happened, is how, because, you know, the number was like, what, 120, 150, something like that. And I've wondered often, too, is just like, how many of those initially reported number of hostages are still alive? That's definitely a fair question for sure. Looking at our local headlines today, we had a couple of shootings today. The one here that is kind of curious and certainly... the most intriguing as far as the storyline behind it is it involved an argument over a tree limb. The 39-year-old man now charged in a shooting. Jail records say Derek Sewell is charged with attempted homicide. A sheriff's office says at around 9 this morning on Capitol Boulevard, two neighbors were arguing over tree limbs, and that allegedly led to Sewell shooting his neighbor in the leg. What you're going to hear now is Ring camera footage from Sewell's home that was captured and obtained by Channel 3. This is, as you're listening to this, just me kind of visualizing for you, is that Sewell is on his porch. He looks like he put some shoes on. In the background, you can see the trees, and you can see a couple of people there. So there's like a fence that came down, I would imagine, from, you know, probably the weekend storms or whatever. But he goes out, and then you will... hear some commotion in which Sewell has picked up some of the branches and tossed them towards the neighbor's direction, at which point the neighbor then strikes Sewell first. And so here's what that sounded like. And then when he says, all right, you want to hit me, is him walking quickly back inside. The video cuts off after that, but presumably he goes inside, retrieves his firearm, and then goes back outside. So that is the situation there. And the sheriff's office said that Sewell charged with attempted homicide. Another shooting happening this afternoon. This was around 12:45 this afternoon in Montclair Rowan Lane. One woman reportedly injured, and just a few minutes ago, the sheriff's office putting out on their Facebook page that a individual, Glenn Allen Janes III, is wanted for questioning only. They have his photo. We have shared it to our News Radio Facebook page as well. I believe, based on my quick math here, a 17-year-old wanted for questioning only, so you can see that on our Facebook page in the sheriff's office as well. 419, we will take a break there. Coming back, a look at our state and national news on Pensacola right now.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the internal affairs investigation by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office into the deputy shooting of that airman and what is the likely consequence now that he's lost his job. Will he face a trial, for example? Caught up with Ryan Jenkins, our farmer up in Jay, Florida, and talked about how the recent weather, harsh weather, has been directly affecting his crops and ability to plant and harvest what he needs to do. And can President Trump vote as a convicted felon? You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here. It's a bit more of what we touched on in our last update. We still have that accident report causing some backups on a 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with Kimstrand Road. Also have Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile looking pretty heavily backed up as well. Let's see. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 70s. Warm, humid weather continues over the next several days. Each day, we've got a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. That rain chance runs at about 30%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. 425 here at News Radio Pensacola. Taking a look at state and national news today. Early warming of the Atlantic Ocean is sparking concerns, and that includes scientists from South Florida, Miami's Brian McNulty says the Atlantic temperature is 2 months ahead of schedule.
The warmest out of this 14-day streak was just on May 30th, and that was at 89.6. So, yeah, basically 90. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
McNulty says the water temperature will continue to increase through the summer, which will negatively impact marine life like fish and coral. The warm ocean water, of course, also acts as fuel for what forecasters say will be a very active Atlantic hurricane season.
And Florida voters will decide this fall whether to eliminate nonpartisan school board elections across the state. Amendment 1 would make district school board races partisan starting with the 2026 elections. The ballot measure would reverse another amendment approved in 1998, mandating those races be free of candidates with party labels. Supporters of the amendment say it's about transparency and not advancing one particular party or another.
The fate of a man on death row for the murder of a Nassau County deputy is in the hands of a judge. Defense attorneys for Patrick McDowell were back in court this morning to make their final plea to try to get their client's sentencing switched to life in prison. McDowell pleaded guilty to shooting and killing Deputy Joshua Moyers during a traffic stop in 2021. The judge will review the entire case before making a ruling.
And rapper and singer Sean Kingston was booked into Broward County, Florida's main jail, overnight. Kingston, whose real name is Keshawn Anderson, faces a long list of charges, including a more than $1 million criminal fraud scheme.
The defendant shall not be released on bail until the proof of the funds being used for bail are not tainted by illegal activity pursuant to the United States versus Nebbia.
He was released after posting a $100,000 bond. Back in May, a SWAT team executed a raid on his Southwest Ranch's home, ending later in the day with he and his mother, Janice Turner, both in custody.
National news today. Police are continuing to investigate a mass shooting, which left one person dead and dozens injured in Ohio. It happened early Sunday morning at a large gathering in Akron, killing a 27-year-old and injuring 24 others. Police say current evidence suggests a vehicle with several occupants pulled up to the gathering and opened fire. They say some of the people at the gathering returned fire, and then the vehicle fled from the scene.
And the Senate is expected to vote Wednesday on the Right to Contraception Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made the announcement in a Dear Colleague letter, with the vote coming just weeks before the second anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The bill would guarantee a woman's right to birth control and a doctor's right to provide contraception, referrals, and services related to birth control.
President Biden is poised to issue an executive order this week on illegal immigration. Here's Michael Board with more.
New video shows police in South Texas stopping a speeding pickup truck just miles from the border with Mexico. Four illegal immigrants crammed in the rear seat.
For the people in the back.
We hitchhiked them there with their thumbs up.
Three more in the bed.
You just randomly picked them up. Nobody texted you.
No, sir.
State troopers say smugglers like this are emboldened. They're pleading for help. That could come this week. A presidential plan would shut off asylum requests, denying entry once the number of people caught by border officials exceeds a new threshold of 4,000 per day. I'm Michael Board.
Wow, quite a hesitation there, Michael. Progress is being made in restoring water to Atlanta area residents following a massive water main break. That's the word from city officials as Atlanta remains under a state of emergency after the break left parts of the downtown area without water over the weekend. It also led to boil water advisories and prompted businesses and parts of the city's downtown entertainment district to close or cancel events.
History made in Mexico with the election of the country's first ever female president. Claudia Sheinbaum is the former mayor of Mexico City and will succeed President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. She has pledged to govern with the same principles as the former president, calling that a good thing for all Mexicans.
And there is no longer any conflict that would keep President Biden off the general election ballot in Ohio. Yesterday, Governor Mike DeWine signed a bill passed by the State House and Senate that moves the ballot deadline from August 7th to September 1st for this fall's election only. The issue with the previous deadline was that Biden would not have been officially nominated as the Democratic candidate for president by that time because the Democratic National Convention is not happening until August 19th.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:30 on the nose right now. We'll take a break. Recapping our top stories today. A lot of fireworks on Capitol Hill today with Anthony Fauci testifying on Capitol Hill with Republican accusing him of trying to cover up the possibility the virus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, and a lot more that we'll get into later. Jury selection starting today in Hunter Biden's firearms case in Delaware. Israel confirming the deaths of four more hostages in Gaza.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Day one of jury selection in the federal trial of Hunter Biden in Wilmington, Delaware. 12 jurors and four alternates chosen. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal explains the federal gun charges the first son is facing from 2018.
This is three felony charges accused of lying on an ATF firearm purchase form about his drug use at that time.
Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about being a drug addict on those gun purchase forms. Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying before a House Select Subcommittee in Washington, D.C., today, the nation's former infectious diseases director explains why guidelines in the COVID-19 pandemic continuously changed.
When you're dealing with a new outbreak, things changed.
In his opening statement, Dr. Fauci denied attempting to suppress the theory that COVID-19 originated as a result of a lab leak in Wuhan, China. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Hertz is getting a new financial chief. The rental car company announced today that Scott Harrelson will leave Spirit Airlines, where he's been chief financial officer, to take that same role at Hertz later this month. He'll replace Alexandra Brooks, who's departing Hertz, to pursue other opportunities. The new CFO is coming in as Hertz deals with widening losses tied to the write-down of its electric vehicles. Hertz shares today tumbled 5.25%. Dr. Pepper is moving on up. Coca-Cola's signature brand Coke is still the most popular soda in America by a long range, but there's now a new runner-up. Beverage Digest reports that Dr. Pepper has inched past Pepsi as the number two soda brand as of the end of 2023. Coke captured 19.2% of the soda market in the U.S., while Dr. Pepper and Pepsi were both at 8.3%, but Dr. Pepper technically a smidge ahead. Stocks today, mixed. The S&P 500 up 5 points. The NASDAQ ahead by 93. The Dow lower. That's Your Money Now.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, one, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please.
Looking at its work best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Let's see, just a bit more of the same. Still have that accident on Nine Mile Road traveling westbound towards the intersection with Kim Strand Road, causing some minor issues there. Also, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards Nine Mile, you're going to be backed up to I-10 at this point. That's looking pretty rough. Let's see, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still going to have you backed up pretty close to Windhaven Beach. And then Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River is still going to be backed up just past the Circle K.
Partly cloudy skies during the overnight hours with low temps in the 70s. Over the next couple of days, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and there's a 30% chance that a shower or thunderstorm will pop up, mainly during the afternoon hours. High temperatures will run in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 437 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Oh, man, it's a little bit of everything. All right, so we'll start with the NHL. The Edmonton Oilers beat the Dallas Stars 2-1 last night to win the Western Conference Finals 4-2. They're going to be going to the Stanley Cup. They'll be taking on the Florida Panthers with Game 1 starting on Saturday. Joe, I see you made a little dig here at my Stars in the script saying, quote, the Dallas Stars have choked away another chance at a Stanley Cup Finals appearance.
Oh, I thought you wrote that.
No, I didn't actually. I will say though, last year, yes, we got beat up in the Western Conference Finals. And luckily, Florida's getting another chance. They lost last year's Stanley Cup Finals, so maybe maybe this is a chance for
redemption. Is this like the fifth year in a row that a Florida team has been in the Stanley Cup Final, I think?
Yeah, the Florida teams have really been opening up the can of whooping. Let's see, a few NFL headlines here. The highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL is now Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson. He's agreeing to a four-year extension with $110 million guaranteed. Over $80 million of that is due upon signing. The deal could reach as high as $140 million with bonuses and incentives, obviously very well deserved there. And then early last week, Steve and I think I remember us touching on this one, Brandon McManus, he had those sexual assault allegations come out. Well, his Washington Commanders career is now over. The team released a kicker on Sunday after that sexual assault accusation came. The two women who filed a lawsuit accused McManus of sexually assaulting them when he was a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they were working as flight attendants on the team's plane last season. And then Dallas Cowboys legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer Larry Allen has passed away. The team announced he passed away suddenly at the age of 52 while he was on vacation in Mexico with his family on Sunday. So very upsetting news there. Let's see. We do also have some more drama in the MLB. Padres infielder, help me out here, Joe, Tucapita?
Tucapita? Sure.
Yeah, that guy.
I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, Tucapita Marzano is facing a potential lifetime ban for betting on baseball after MLB received information that he wagered on games involving the Pittsburgh Pirates when he was with the team last season.
No good.
Nope, not a good gig there. And then Netflix, I personally get tired of hearing about SEC football. Apparently Netflix doesn't. All right. According to The Athletic, Netflix is closing in on a deal with the SEC for a new docuseries on several programs this coming football season. Netflix has had recent success with its sports docuseries, of course, namely Formula One's Drive to Survive and the PGA Tour's Full Swing.
I realize that you hate the SEC, and that's
I was raised that
know,
way.
Nobody can. Some people would find fault with you there, but not everybody would. But let's say that you were an SEC fan, or you at least were able to tolerate SEC programming in the form of documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any particular schools, any particular teams or storylines that you would like to see Netflix have all access to.
I think obviously the big hitters like Alabama and Georgia would be good ones.
Kalen DeBoer's first year.
Exactly. Especially with Nick Saban gone and especially with how Georgia's season went. They fell just short and then they, you know, ended up ending, you know, their season on a bang with the Florida State win in the Orange Bowl. It's like, you know, and they're looking for redemption, obviously. So teams like that, sure. But if I was like a fan of like Vanderbilt, I would not be holding my breath on seeing much talk about my team here.
I think Florida would be a very intriguing one because
absolutely.
You have the lawsuit that was filed against the coach by the former quarterback recruit who ended up not playing there. And they have, and again, I hate preseason prognostications. I hate preseason polls, but their schedule
is
especially
brutal.
In the second half of the season. Like their November, like just plain sucks.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. After they host UCF this season, they're in trouble. And that doesn't even include the Miami and A&M games.
Yeah, Miami is the week one, but they've got in November Georgia, LSU, Texas, Ole Miss, Florida State, and I think I'm leaving somebody out there.
They go to Tennessee, and then they host Kentucky, who's owned them for a bit. And then I think they have a bye week, and then after that it's like Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida State in that order.
Yeah.
It is horrible.
That's terrible. College softball right now, Florida's actually doing some good things on the field. They're beating Oklahoma.
Yes.
That's a 2-4 matchup. So Oklahoma hasn't lost yet. So I think if I don't know, but I'm assuming that how this would work would be that Florida wins, and so they would play another one-loss team, and then Oklahoma would play another one-loss team. I think that's how this works.
Yeah, baseball and softball postseason can get kind of convoluted.
Yeah.
I will say, though, as you said, Florida is beating Oklahoma 9-3 in softball. And on the baseball side, they're beating Oklahoma State 3-1.
All
so
right.
At least they're owning the state of Oklahoma in those sports. I guess you got that going for you.
So we got Texas and Stanford. That's a 1-8 in softball at 6 o'clock on ESPN.
Yes.
And then also, wait a second.
It's like a doubleheader.
Oh, they're just playing again. Okay.
Yes. I believe
so.
Okay. Because it's similar in baseball.
Is it best? So it's not best of three then?
I thought like maybe because it says if necessary, right?
Right.
Yeah, it
okay.
says if necessary.
Okay, so one of the two teams then has one loss already, the other doesn't.
Yes, and then in baseball it's similar because like Oregon State is beating UC Irvine 10-6 right now, but it says they're going to play at 5 on ESPN Plus, so basically in about 20 minutes. So they're going to have a doubleheader as well. And just while we're on this subject, before we move on, do want to give a shout out to Evansville and Southeast Missouri State. Those are two little guys that are making pushes in baseball. Evansville beat East Carolina today.
Okay.
And Southeast Missouri State beat Arkansas yesterday.
Yeah, Arkansas was the one I heard about, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big upset.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Health, business, and science notes today. A new study, troubling, terrible news for Austin here.
Oh, God.
Is that a new study shows that late night eating boosts the risks of developing colorectal cancer.
Ah.
Yeah, there have been a lot of studies showing the risks and benefits of what you eat, but a new study out of Chicago's Rush University Medical College is the first to look at and find a link between eating late and developing colorectal cancer. Researchers studied more than 600 people getting colonoscopies and found that nearly half of those admitting they were late-night eaters were more likely to have adenomas, non-cancerous lesions that can become cancerous over time.
I've had a colonoscopy before. I've never been told that I have anything like that.
All right.
I try not to make a habit out of late night eating though. Fathers are more at risk for heart issues later in life than men without children. That's according to new research.
I didn't know we needed research for that one.
I guess not. Researchers found that later heart issues were particularly noticeable in men who became dads at age 25 or younger. The causes aren't spelled out, but the researchers suggest the stress of parenthood could make it more difficult for men to maintain things like a healthy diet and exercise. As you said, I find that definitely.
Well, believable. I wouldn't even necessarily say. Now, listen, I'm very limited in my experience as a father. But my stress as a father does not necessarily impact the time that I'm able to exercise and things like that. It's just my mind will think about everything that could go wrong.
Ah, yeah.
And just be like worried about that thing going wrong. And this can be like when she's 1 year old or when she's 13 or 18 or whatever. Well, sometimes I'll just sit there and I'll just be like, you know what?
You'll
like,
spiral.
I'll just think of all the, yeah, exactly. Like, I'll just think of all the things that could go wrong, and that's not healthy at all. But so a lot of prayer for sure because ultimately, you know, Miha is not mine. You know, it's a gift from God. That's what we believe. And so, you know, he has her in the palm of his hand, just like he has me and my wife. And that's how I approach that. 4:45, traffic and weather.
Alrighty, let's see here. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still having some pretty severe issues. We do have an accident report. This is on North Davis Highway. It appears to be if you're traveling northbound, just past I-10 and approaching Olive Road. Got some minor congestion in that area. Some good news to go along with that, though. The accident report we had at the intersection of 9 Mile and Kim Strand Road is seemingly looking relatively decent. Looks like about all the congestion has cleared out. Navarre Parkway still looking bad if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And you're also going to want to look out for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Weather update from Alan.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 70s. Warm, humid weather continues over the next several days. Each day, we've got a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. That rain chance runs at about 30%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
If you missed this morning's Planet Parade, we have good news. NASA says there's a better chance to see it later this month. So if early this morning, if you're an early bird, a total of six planets were aligned, although the stars of Jupiter, Mercury, Mars, and Saturn is what could have been seen with the naked eye. The exact same alignment will happen again on June 29th.
And Hawaii's most active volcano is erupting. The Kilauea volcano had been experiencing an uptick in seismic activity for at least a month before the eruption began, just after midnight local time Monday. It is the first time an eruption has been reported in the area since December of 1974. Officials said that the eruption could spew high levels of volcanic gas into the air, which can spread downwind and create volcanic smog known as VOG.
Cola Wars. And everyone's like, what in the world is cola? It's Coke. Coke Wars. Are taking an unexpected turn. Dr. Pepper is now tied with Pepsi as the second most popular soda in the U.S.
Not surprising.
The Wall Street Journal reports that traditional versions of the carbonated beverages are neck and neck, a spot Pepsi has consistently held for the last 40 years. According to sales volume data from Beverage Digest, the recent success of Dr. Pepper is attributed to heavy marketing, new flavors, and TikTok videos.
Yeah, a lot of people in my generation really like Dr. Pepper, but I've also found it's a very polarizing thing with people. With some, it's like okay, but some people either love it or they despise it. I don't really get it.
Right.
Let's see, some pop culture notes very quickly here. Spotify, once again, hiking prices. The music streaming service announced Monday that its ad-free premium plan will now cost $12 per month. That's a $1 jump. The cost of a duo premium plan for two people is going up $2 to $17 a month, while a family plan will now cost $3 more at $20 each month. Woo.
Austin, what kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper?
I don't know. Something tells me he didn't go to a very academically inclined school.
A physician.
Wow. That was really stupid.
I wish I could take credit for that, but that was Dexter that provided that.
No, it's a blessing in disguise that you can't take credit for that.
That was good. Well done. An Ohio billionaire has plans to take a submarine down to the remains of the Titanic. Larry Connor and Triton Submarines co-founder Patrick Leahy intend to pilot a small craft nearly 4,000 meters down to the floor of the Atlantic. The reason they're doing it is to prove that it's safe. Course, it's been nearly a year since the Ocean Gate submersible imploded while diving down to view the Titanic.
Hasn't it already been proven that it's safe? People have already gone down there successfully.
Well,
and we know why the submersible failed.
Yes. No, listen, I'm with you. The people have done it, and I think they're saying that, hey, this is not, this is perfectly safe if you are using industry standard, whatever that is, in the lead up to that. But listen, I do not care. Godspeed if they make it, great, and if they don't,
bummer.
Frankly, I don't want to hear about it, honestly, because it's just like
it's not going to be groundbreaking.
Let's just not. I just think there's things about this Earth, the depth and the oceans. I just think that you know what, humans should just leave alone and just say, look, you know, we're not intended. For I mean, we're amphibians, yes, but we can't live underwater, and so let's just enjoy the land You know, let's just do that.
Well, and that's the thing, especially when you consider, you know, the whole thing about, we already know a lot about the Titanic and like what's down there. So I just really wouldn't worry about it. But that's just me. One last quick pop culture note here. Cyndi Lauper is heading out on the road one last time. The pop icon announced the Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour. I know Joe's kicking his feet over that one.
That's right.
That's going to kick off October 18th in Montreal. It's Lauper's first major tour in a decade and will visit nearly two dozen North American cities. Ticket pre-sales will begin Tuesday with a general on sale happening Friday. 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break for the hour. When we return, wacky stories and good news next.
Be the one
who changed a kid's life. Learn about teens, siblings, and special needs children awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware and U-Haul on Pep Talk tomorrow at 10 a.m. for Davis Hardware and U-Haul's show, talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items. Listen to Lori and find out more about Davis Hardware's solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. Got some congestion going both ways there. Pretty heavy backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. No confirmation of an accident yet, but it seems like it has come pretty severely and out of nowhere. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Olive Road had an accident report in that area. Still got some minor congestion over there. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Partly cloudy skies during the overnight hours with low temps in the 70s. Over the next couple of days, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and there's a 30% chance that a shower or thunderstorm will pop up, mainly during the afternoon hours. High temperatures will run in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Austin, I believe that we have some tickets to give away today, do we not?
Oh, yes, we do. I'm sorry. I totally forgot about this. Yes, we do. It is to Pensacola Little Theater to see Rent. Rent is set in the East Village of New York City in the grungy early 1990s. It's about falling in love, finding your voice, and living for today. It is a Tony Award-winning musical, and do want to warn you, it includes strong language and adult themes, so it may not be appropriate for just anybody. But yeah, it's supposed to be going from June 7th to the 23rd. But yeah, we've got a pair of tickets to give away for today, and I think we're going to give away some these next couple days as well.
Yeah, very good. So we do have several pairs that we'll give away. Again, that is Rent. Let's see. Let's do this. I'm trying to determine. Let's see. Rent musical. Let's see. It's loosely based on the 1896 opera. Okay. Ah, it premiered February 13th, 1996. So let's go with 1996, first person to text it. Everybody was assuming Rent, right? Everybody had Rent typed into their phone with the number. Let's go with 1996, first person to text in 1996 to 850-437-1620. Gets the pair of tickets to go see Rent at the Pensacola Little Theater later on this month. Let's look at some wackier stories. Austin, we have an update on the North and South Korean feud.
Really?
North Korea sending out more trash-filled balloons over the weekend.
Golly.
South Korea says about 90 balloons containing used cigarettes, trash, and plastic bags were sent into the country. Honestly, didn't know that North Koreans were allowed to smoke. So that was what my main takeaway there. Last week, North Korea sent another 260 balloons filled with trash and excrement over the border. The balloons were sent in response to South Korean activists launching their own balloons that carried anti-North Korean leaflets, and I believe there was some K-pop recordings that were also included in that those care packages.
I got to tell you, if these petty little like just jabs at each other with balloons is as bad as it gets between those two, I think I'm pretty cool with it. Amazon apologizing after one of their drivers delivered a package to a home that was literally on fire, and the delivery driver never called 911. The family was enrolled in Amazon's in-garage delivery, and they were away for the Memorial Day weekend. When they came back, they checked out the security footage. It shows the Amazon delivery person opening their garage, walking through the smoke to leave the package inside. They stood in the smoke to take a photo of the delivery, but didn't do anything else. The fire department wasn't notified until 3 hours later. Man, I'm all for just like thinking like in a professional setting, hey, I'm not going to do that unless somebody asks me, or I'm not going to do that unless they pay me. But come on, that's a bit inconsiderate.
Probably
I'd say.
Could have gotten a promotion for that.
Perhaps, or at least a good news story instead of a wacky weird.
A home was saved when an alert Amazon driver.
Exactly.
People all over the world turning up in Scotland this weekend for the biggest Loch Ness monster hunt ever. Teams of volunteers spread out across the lake with the idea of having as many eyes as possible watching every inch of the lake. Ultimately, the search came up empty. Austin is shocked.
Yeah.
A 53-year-old woman from Florida was there and was quoted in the local paper saying, quote, hey, it doesn't matter that we didn't see anything, that just keeps the mystery alive.
I suppose so. I think I can solve the mystery, though. It's not real. A 40-year-old man in the UK named Adam Spencer was arrested last week, accused of committing a series of thefts over the last month. During one of the thefts, he stole 17 tubes of Pringles. Priorities, folks. When he was questioned about that, he told the police, quote, once you pop, you can't stop.
I mean...
This guy's no criminal.
He's right.
He was given a 6-month suspended sentence in order to pay $250 in restitution. I mean, I don't think that guy's a threat to people on the streets. So I'm cool with him walking.
Yeah. A 5-year-old foster kid in New York named Ezra has been waiting for a liver transplant. Now he's got a donor after his former preschool teacher stepped up. Her name is Carissa Fisher. She got tested, but didn't tell his foster parents until she found out that she was a perfect match. She showed up at their door last week to tell them, and the surgery is set for later this summer.
Aw, that's awesome. And a couple in Orlando was planning to get married last month, right before their first baby was due, but their son came early at just 33 weeks. So the nursing staff found a chaplain last second, made a veil out of gauze, and held a wedding right there in the hospital. Their son, Reggie, was born just 3 hours later.
All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.